One of the recurring questions that usually comes my way is from entrepreneurs is always around, what can you do to be ready for investments? I've had several sessions where I've spoken to several SMEs just to update them or provide some clarity to them on what they need to do, or rather focus on their own business on the journey to raising financing and not make financing the core or the center of their business model. Do your business. By doing it right, you should be able to raise financing. But by just focusing on raising money, we have seen many people raise and squander resources across Africa and across the rest of the world. Now, what I'm going to do in a multiple part series, so that each part is short enough for you to be able to understand and capture and at least dwell and reflect on it a little, is to expose you to the worldview of an investor. In other words, if you're at a position where you think you're ready to access financing or you're ready to raise financing, would it not be apt if you can conduct what I will call a due diligence, or what is called a due diligence, on yourself? Ask yourself the critical questions that the investors or potential investors would ask you. And if you're able to do that and you're able to answer those questions, it places you in a position where you are confident enough to say, I am ready, or I'm not ready. Let me just go and address a few situations that I need to get myself ready. And so in a multiple part series, I will just reflect on several of those things that the investor will look at, and some of the things you can do to fine tune and make yourself fit and ready in terms of those checkpoints where the investors are, when the investors are asking you those tough questions. The reality also is that whether you're raising debt or you're raising equity, the approach would be different. I'm sure some of you who have accessed money from the banks will realize that the process is a lot quicker and faster. Basically, it's cash flow financing. They want to look at your cash flow and be sure that your cash flow can service the loan request that you're making. And then you have sufficient collateral to be able to make good if you cannot repay. But if it's an equity transaction where they're investing for equity in your business, the process usually takes a little bit longer because this is a place of trust. It's like a marriage. They are coming into an agreement with you that we co-own this business, and they are also betting on the fact that the business will do well in the future and they will be able to exit. So the presence of the cash flow today is not sufficient enough for them, because they even expect that on the basis of their exit, your cash flow, your business performance should be significantly more than what it is currently doing today. So the requirements are different. So I will not focus my conversation on whether you're already raising debt or equity. It's just if you want to access financing. And more, I would probably tilt more in terms of the holistic or general requirement. And the reason why that is possible, I'm doing that, is if you take care of all those things, more or less like looking for equity investment, and you put all the right resources or things in place, the chances are high that you're already even overqualified to access debt financing as well. Rather than, you know, say these are the things that you should look at for debt financing, and then you are not prepared to access equity financing. And it's just best practice as well. Yeah, those things are best behavior, right? If you do them, even if you do not access financing, they are just good business practice for your business when you're able to review and ask yourself those critical questions. So what are some of the areas that I'll be covering over the next couple of series? One of them is just the framework or the mindset to accessing finance, which I think I'm always upping on the issue of mindset, but I think that then there's a frame of mind for someone who is ready to access financing, and you need to be able to make sure you get into that frame of mind. And I'm going to talk about that today in this video. Then in future videos, I'm going to also talk about issues around you know, making sure that you're in the right place, and from an industry and market point of view, that you're able to get the right tailwind behind yourself to be able to access that financing. Or if you are not in the right industry, what can you do to better position yourself to the investors? I'm also going to talk about issues around legal and regulatory requirements that the investors will be looking at when they're looking to invest in your business. We'll look at issues around taxes. How can you make sure that you stay compliant around that? We're also going to talk about technical and operational analysis that they will do on your business. In other words, they want to be sure that if they are betting on the growth for the business, are you equipped enough from a technical standpoint, from an operational standpoint, from a commercial standpoint, to be able to achieve that growth projections that they are saying, or even that you are saying you want to achieve? Do you have what it takes to achieve that? We're going to look at ESG as well. It's becoming more important, not necessarily important for every business, but I think even from your own perspective of running a business, there are just certain things that you want to be aware of. And like I said, there are best practices that are good for your business. They are good to also get some social benefit from the stakeholders that you work with. It's just good practice. Then we're going to look at the financial analysis that they will do as well, help you think through what are some of the analysis they will do on your business, and then you, what are they looking out for, and then what can you also ask yourself to be sure that your business is in the position to achieve those. The management or team review, which they will do as well, to be sure that they have you have the right team or the right people in place to help drive that growth. Finally, they're going to be asking themselves, is there an opportunity to exit this business? So no matter how well you do, if there's no opportunity for them to exit, and simply what I mean is, how do they, they're not going to be in this business forever, how do they leave? They want to leave. They want to make money for their stake, for their investors, for their for themselves, and also make sure that you also make money for yourself. So the question is, are they thinking about the exits? And it helps also put you in the frame of mind, because when you are thinking along with them, at the minimum, even at best, you are thinking ahead of thinking for them, letting them know that this is how you get this. This is how you get. These are your exits, and you make money this way. These are some of the things we are putting in place to make sure that happens. You know, the investor is like music to their ears, and then the way they do their own due diligence, they are seeing that everything you've said that you will do, they are seeing the proofs in the business that you can achieve them, and that you already have all the breadcrumbs all around the business to show that those things are achievable. So those are some of the things I want to dwell on. I believe it's going to be quite instructive for you as an SME to be aware of these things, to help you be able to shape your business and be able to scale and grow that business. So I said today I'm going to talk about the frame of mind. It takes a frame of mind to access financing. And let's be honest with ourselves. One of the reasons why for countries that work with credit scores and it's quite effective, you realize that if you have never borrowed money before, your credit score is low. And the reason is just simply that if you have not borrowed money before, you don't have the mindset of somebody who has borrowed before. And therefore, you are more risky than somebody who has borrowed and repaid. Of course, less risky than somebody who borrowed and did not repay. But you are more risky than somebody who has borrowed and repaid. So don't think that because you've never borrowed money before, you're good to go. No, in fact, your level of risk, like I said, is higher than that person who has borrowed and has repaid. And the reason is there's a frame of mind. You borrow money, and let me talk about it from a debt point of view. You borrowed money and you've agreed with your lenders that you are going to repay the money every month on a particular date. What many from an entrepreneurial mindset point of view, you are thinking, oh, I'll pay these guys. The day comes where you're supposed to make the payment, there's an important obligation for your business to make. But you know that you pay the money, so for you it's not a big deal. You're just saying, look, I'm just not going to pay today because there's this important obligation that I have to fulfill, but I'll pay 2 days time, I'll pay three days, I'll pay next week because there's another cash flow coming through. And you're actually true about that you will pay next week, and indeed when next week comes you repay. While that is all good, what you don't understand is that from the lender's perspective, when you don't pay the money when you're supposed to make the payment, it has implication on their own accounting for that money. Depending on how many days it even exceeds, for you to make payment, they might begin to make provisions for that loan, whether it's beginning to look like a bad debt, or they're making provisioning for the expected credit loss, which is going to begin to eat into their P&L, affect the NAV of the business, the net asset value of the business. And as a result, what happens is they begin to, there are questions, people are having questions, people are having conversations. But for you, I'm just waiting 1 week or 1 month. But when you have the mindset, when you understand that how critical it is to honor obligation when you say it will be, you have that frame of mind, it becomes easy for you to access financing, because you understand that at the point where you're supposed to make good on the obligation, your business has other needs, but you prioritize your lenders because the reason it's extremely important for them to be able to, you know, take back that obligation from you when you have promised that you will. They make plans around it. In fact, to some extent, there's a cash flow plan that has gone around it. Maybe they've timed that they're going to make another investment from that cash flow when you repay it. When you don't, you can see that there's a ballooning effect. There's it cascades down the line and it creates issues for everyone. So the frame of mind you want to have to be able to access financing from a lender or equity investment from an equity investor, and let me speak about that a bit, it's a bit different, right? You're not repaying an obligation at a particular point in time, but there is a drive, there is a growth you want to push for, such that when that growth happens, your investors are able to exit and at a good return for them. You don't just want to assume that, look, this is my business, I'll run it, I'll do it the way I want to. You have other people's money in your business. Therefore, it's important as you're thinking about yourself, you're also thinking about them. I want to make sure these people make money on this transaction. I'm not going to kill the business because of it, but I want to make sure they make money. In doing that, I can assure you that the way you'll be thinking about the business will be slightly different from the way you'd have thought about it if you're only thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about all the stakeholders and you want them all to make money in the process. And the kind of conversation you're even having with your investors, it's clear to them that this person wants us to do well. You can be rest assured that they will do everything possible to support and help grow that business. But even after the exit, you might want to even raise another set of financing to come in after that, maybe much larger. For example, maybe you raised $5 million from them. You want to exit, but you want to raise $15 million. They will support you to be able to access that financing. But it's a frame of mind. You have to understand that I am ready to raise financing. It comes with obligations. It comes with restrictions. You can't do any harm as the owner of the business, you know, that you used to. I can spend it. You know, if I want to call a shot, I call a shot. If I want to hire somebody. Yeah, to a good extent, you can do a lot of those things. But at some level, there are now restrictions. You know, there are, for example, limits to the power you have because you don't own the company 100% anymore, or you have other people's money in your business. You have limitations. You have to have that frame of mind. So for me, the first place before you even think about do I want to raise money or not is, do I have the right frame of mind to allow somebody else into this business and as a result give them certain benefits that will accrue to them as a result of either lending me money or invested equity into my business? These things are very critical, and I would say it's the first step that you need to ask yourself that critical question. Am I ready? Do I have the right frame of mind to bring in somebody else into this business, to bring in somebody that will be asking me questions about my business that I've built for the last 15 years, to bring in people that will probably say no to certain decisions I want to make as a result of being the owner of this business, or having to justify why I want to make certain decisions to them? I've never had to do that before. Now I have to do it. That is the frame of mind you want to ask yourself if you have. I will stop here, and hopefully I will be able to dwell on the other elements that I talked about in future videos. So please, if you want to be able to catch on when I release the other videos, subscribe to the channel Diary of an African Entrepreneur, and you know, it will come right into your feed once we make the video available on the other topics or the other sessions we'll be speaking about. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you really found this beneficial.